In this teaching, I'm going to be talking about your provisions, and you're going to be learning that your provisions are already there. One of the biggest things Jesus did was he taught his disciples how to function in the earth in this economy according to heaven's economy. That is really powerful, and we need to learn as well today how to live out of this world's economy on the earth according to heaven's economy, because our provisions are already there. We read in a scripture a very interesting example of heaven's economy already having our provision. When Abraham was asked by God to take his only son Isaac up on the mountain to offer him as an offering to the Lord. And Abraham honored God's request and went up the mountain with his son Isaac. Let's read about it in Genesis 22, verses 10 through 14. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. Now notice, Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, meaning God will provide. God wants to provide. He wants to provide for all of us. So number one thing that we need to know is that you are never really going to function fully in heaven's economy until you discover that you already have provision. I want you to see that you were never designed, God never intended, for you to bear the weight of your own provision, because you already have heaven's provision. In other words, Ephesians 1 verses 3 and 4 tell us God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, and this provision didn't just get there, for God did this before the foundation of the world. Let's read about it. Ephesians 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, and we were also blessed by God before the foundation of the world, and so our provisions are already there for us to have. Abraham being our example, the ram that Abraham offered as a sacrifice instead of his son got there before the foundation of the world, but it manifested by faith. That's Abraham's faith and Abraham's obedience. And that's the way yours is going to manifest. The way we got into adding to ourselves is in the fall of Adam. The fall of Adam got man separated from God, and now because of the curse, he's got to try to find his own provision, all of his provision, and bear the weight of his own provision. But God didn't make it that way. It was never God's original intent for any man's provision to come from himself. Jesus taught his own disciples how to function in the world's economy according to heaven's economy, and the Lord wants us to know this as well, But you are never truly going to function in heaven's economy until you discover that your own provisions are already there, right there with you, just like the ram was with Abraham. We see this clearly in the Old Testament when the prophet was giving away the secrets of how Israel's army was going to attack Israel, and the enemy king thought that there was a traitor in his camp. But they told him there was no traitor, but a prophet in Israel, and he is giving away even what you share in your bedchamber. So the enemy king sent an army to get the prophet. When the army appeared, the prophet's servant saw them, and he became frightened. But the prophet told him not to be afraid. 2 Kings 6:16. And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." Elijah was telling his servant in training, their protection was already around them. Heaven's provision was already there. For you to fully function in the kingdom of God and receive all that is promised you, you got to know your provisions are already there, right there with you. So your prosperity or provisions are already around you, and your protection is already around you. Your healing is already around you. Your victory is already around you. You must see that there is nothing God is going to do for you that He's not already done. You don't have to beg God to heal you because He's already done it. You don't have to beg God to bless you because He blessed you when He blessed Abraham. My point is, there is no shortage in the kingdom of God. In Genesis 1:12, notice God had to separate Abraham from his kindred and all that was familiar to him in order for Abraham to live by faith. Even so, you must see faith doesn't work if you are depending on a man, a job, a paycheck, a social security for your needs to be met. It doesn't work because God will have no other gods before Him. Jesus told us in Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. So there is no shortage in the kingdom of God. Say that. There is no shortage in the kingdom of God. When Jesus needed money to pay the taxes, where did the money come from? Out of the fish's mouth. Jesus had to use his faith, and the Father showed him where the money was in the fish's mouth. It was already there, but it was in the fish's mouth. Psalms 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them." The angel is with you right now. Your angel is with you right now. He is not going to be there later, for he is there before you get there. That's why when you tell someone you're going to be at a certain place at a certain time, you better be there then, because the angel is going to be there waiting to block everything out that be in your path to make sure that you're not harmed or have an accident or lose your life when you said you were going to go. Same about your healing. It's already done. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Say with me, I was healed. You are not going to be healed because you were healed, and so it's already done. Same with your victory. You have already been given your victory. Some people are trying to fight to get the victory, but they already have been given the victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God has already seen the battle, won the battle, the battle of cancer, all sickness and disease, poverty, lack, debt, and unpaid bills, etc. Now he is waiting for you to take the victory by faith that has already been given you. So you already got money and provisions there, right there with you. The Bible tells us if we lack wisdom to ask of God, because wisdom is already there. You already have it. It's there, right there with you, and you take it by faith. Protection in this earth at all times and places is already there. Healing and wholeness is already there. All victories are already there. So what are we waiting on? You need to know and realize there is absolutely no shortage in the kingdom of God, and that the way you access this is by faith. Receive what is already provided for you, that is in heaven, and acting on that faith. Abraham, being your example in obedience, went up the mountain with his only son to offer him as a sacrifice, but he by faith received heaven's sacrifice that would be provided in the stead of his son, and heaven released the ram caught in the bushes. Wonderful example of what I'm talking about. Heaven has already given you all you need, and you will receive it now by faith. Start declaring it right now. My need has already been provided. I am healed because heaven has already provided it, and now I am taking it by faith. Heaven's already given me my victory. Heaven has already given me protection wherever I go. Heaven has already blessed me before the foundation of the world, and now faith is manifesting every blessing. I am living out of heaven's economy in this economy on the earth, because heaven has already given me all provision, and I never again have to bear the weight of my own provision. Now shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then number two, we have to remember in this teaching of your provisions are already there, that God never forgets a seed that you sow. Psalms 20, verse 3. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. This scripture tells us God never forgets a seed that you have sown. So you need to keep record of all the seed that you have sown, the money you've given, gifts you've given, etc., etc. So as you do this, you are placing a deposit in your heavenly account. God wants us to not just leave it there, but get it out when we have a need for it. Now, getting it out is just like going to the bank and following their procedures to get your money out of the bank. You have to make up a withdrawal slip or something in order to get out of the bank account of what you've deposited, and the bank verifies you are the one who has this account in the bank, and so they count out the money to you, and so now you have withdrawn it from your bank account. Now, all that procedure was not to keep you out of your account, but to keep others from getting into your account and taking out your money. Even so, the procedure in the spirit is not to keep you out of what you have laid up in store in your heavenly account, but to keep the devil, the thief, out of it. So you go before God with the offerings that you have made, and God never forgets an offering. Say that. God never forgets my offerings. So that deposit has been deposited into your heavenly account, and now you can make a withdrawal on that heavenly account. I have posted on the site here how to make out a withdrawal statement to withdraw from your heavenly account, and you will find it on the site by clicking Scripture Confessions at the top of the page, then click on Prosperity Scriptures, and then click on How to Make Withdrawals from Your Heavenly Account. To make it even more clear to you that there is a heavenly account, I want to read it out of the Word of God, and we find that in Philippians 4, verse 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Now let's look at that same verse in the Amplified to make it even more clear to you. Philippians 4:15 in the Amplified. And you Philippians yourselves well know that in the early days of the gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church, assembly, entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving except you only. So we can bank in heaven. You got to see that. I'm telling you right now that God never forgets a seed that you have sown, and we can't afford to forget them either. There are many places in the Bible we could look at where God never forgot any seed. I want to show you one place where perhaps it is not that obvious, but it is key to build your mindset how to get heaven's provision. Genesis 40 and verse 14, and this was when Joseph was in jail and falsely accused. There were also two people, the king's chief baker and the king's butler, in the jail with Joseph. Joseph interpreted dreams for them. Now the butler was going to be restored to his position, and Joseph told him to tell Pharaoh about him to help him get out of jail also. Genesis 40:14. But think on me when it shall be well with thee, and shew kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. So the butler was restored to his position in Pharaoh's house, and the Bible tells us in Genesis 40:23, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. God did not forget Joseph was in jail, because God never forgets a seed. And God did get Joseph out of the jail. I want to tell you that when the world forgets about you, God has got your back, because he never forgets you, and he never forgets the seeds that you have sown. The Bible tells us we are always on the mind of God. Psalms 115:12 assures us that the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. So the Lord is always mindful of you, and he will bless you. He will bless your house also. God always remembers us, and we can draw from our heavenly account by faith. Remember, it is already there what you need. You can withdraw any time from that account. You sow seed, and it is up there in the heavenly account for you to withdraw from. God accounts your heavenly account with the seeds that you sow. Now, when you have a need, it's time to withdraw. So you follow the heavenly procedure. First, you have to declare or decide how much you want to get out. Then you make a request, and having made that request, you have to receive it by faith according to Mark 11:24. Then once you do that, then you get someone who believes as you do in this heavenly account to agree with you for receiving the amount of withdrawal from your account, and that binds the devil from trying to interfere with the flow. Then you start thanking and praising God. Now you need to remember and keep record of what you have put up in that heavenly account by your giving, so that you can start a whole withdrawal season of what you have laid up, so you can pay off the car debt, pay off that school loan, pay off that maxed out credit card. It's time to get some harvest. You have been sowing seed, and so let's see this thing work both ways of sowing and reaping, depositing and withdrawing. Jesus told us in John 12:24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit." This is talking about Jesus. Jesus got buried. Did God forget him? No. He stayed there 3 days and three nights only because God the Father never forgot that seed of his Son being planted in the earth for the harvest of you and me. The Father raised Jesus up. Praise God. Even so, God did not forget you and forget even what you sowed last week, last month, or even last year. Then Galatians 6:7-9 tell us, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." You and I are going to reap what we have sown if we faint not, give up on taking our harvest from our sowing. You have a lot of seed in your heavenly account, and it's time to get some out of that account to meet your needs by using your faith. God doesn't forget your offerings, your sowing. He has never forgotten one. He is waiting for you to put a demand on them to come to you for what you need. God has got your back. The provisions, your provisions, are already laid up. You don't have to beg God. Just start withdrawing. I already told you how to do that, so now you can do it. Now, when you do that, you can't be trying to feel it. So start withdrawing and let God show you He is your God, who already is provided for you and set up a system for you to use to make withdrawals from your heavenly account that is already laid up there.